I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concern and revolutionary citizens real soon. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people, and you're part of it.
Now we're supposed to have unity. Let me tell you something. I'm part of the new resistance.
What's up, Springfield? This is the New Resistance Podcast. Let me know what you think about what I'm throwing down at the_NRP@yahoo.com, the NR Podcast on Facebook, and don't forget to hit like and follow while you're there. Now today we are going to expand on a segment I did in the last episode. I've got future options on drop-down menus and mature minor doctrines. But before we get into that, this show is released using Anchor. It is the spot to make podcasts. It has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or from your computer. Your episodes can be distributed to Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, and so many more, all at once. Anchor has everything you need in one place, and it is free. Go download Anchor in your app store or at anchor.fm. Now, before I get into the further poisoning of our children's lives, I'm going to kind of go in the wrong order here and tell you about the positive part, the good part, and tell you about an option towards saving and reversing the effects of this poisoning. Most of you have heard about the curriculum in the schools. I'm talking specifically about elementary and middle schools today, that over-sexualizes and grooms them, and then the social-emotional learning, DEI, that stuff that has been indoctrinating young children for years. Also, these grooming books, Gender Queer, Color Me Queer, etc. We've all heard about them to one extent or another. Well, I've been seeing those commercials for Mike Huckabee's Kids Guide to books. And there have been a slew of children's books released from various figures on the right in the last couple of years. So I was looking into some of it, and I discovered there are several pretty cool companies and institutes that have put together some stuff that is pretty sorely needed to combat the things I just mentioned. There are bits and pieces here and there that are obviously conservative in nature, but the overwhelming majority of it is just teaching kids what should be learning in school and expanding on that. I want to highlight three in particular for you. First is, of course, Mike Huckabee's group at thekidsguide.com. They have all kinds of curriculum, streaming and animated videos, and other things geared towards young preschool and elementary age kids. They have these kids guides to the Wild West, kids guide to the songs of our nation, American National Parks, Free Speech and Cancel Culture, The Kid's Guide to Giving and Volunteering, American Greatness, The Discovery of America, The Mayflower and the First Thanksgiving, Lewis and Clark. There are a ton of them. They also have a series called The Kid's Guide to the Bible and The Kid's Guide to Animals. It sounds pretty cool. They have DVDs, workbooks, and lesson plans to go along with every guide. They also have a site called learningourhistory.com with the same kind of setup. And the second one is by Ben Carson's American Cornerstone Institute called The Little Patriots. It's at littlepatriotslearning.com. This is from their website. The American Cornerstone Institute created the Little Patriots program so families and teachers have a free online resource they can use to teach children civics lessons, history, and American values. We have a Little Patriots learning portal specifically for homeschools that allow students to pause their work and allow parents, teachers, to track students' progress. This is all free of charge. They also have different programs called Little Patriots Library with different books for kids to read. They have Discover America curriculum, Little Patriots Clubhouse, and the Star Spangled Adventures cartoon series. And then they have children's books and monthly workbooks outside of the curriculum. Another great tool for parents, private schools, and homeschools to tap into. Now, the third and final one is a company called Brave Books at bravebooks.us. According to their website, it reads, "We founded Brave Books because while we were trying to raise our children to love their God and country, we became more and more aware that there is a real war being waged for the hearts and minds of the next generation." So true. "There is an agenda to confuse and demoralize our children and make them hate their country and the values that it was founded upon. To us, it felt like a one-sided battle. That's why Brave Books created an alternative to the current progressive agenda dominating children's literature. Each book teaches a new traditional value that makes America so special. With the universe and cast of characters we have created, as well as the brave challenges, we are creating a one-of-a-kind learning experience woven into an epic adventure that will live forever in children's hearts and minds. With a multi-saga plot, we hope these books will stay with your kids throughout their childhood and will equip them with a brave spirit to combat the very real battle we face as a nation." Now, for their book sagas, some of the authors have been different conservative and right-leaning influencers, activists, politicians, former Trump administration officials, among others. They're not just those. Some really great ideas for birthdays, Christmas, or just in general for teaching your kids, your grandkids, other parents with young kids to read and soak up the knowledge of things we learned growing up that they will not be taught in public school system. All right, that's the good news. Now the trash that's coming after them. Hang on. Do you know who you are? Hey, the Republican primary elections are happening this coming Tuesday, August the 2nd. Mark your calendars, set your reminders. If you're unsure where your polling place is, go to voteroutreach.sos.mo.gov. Then put in your zip and your address, and it will tell you where to go. Tuesday, August 2nd. Vote 10 times. On your way to vote, grab up 9 neighbors, family, or friends, and take them with you. Right, welcome back. This is the New Resistance Podcast. Anchor.fm/PXPX, Apple and Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and many, many more podcasting platforms. Listen to or download every episode of the NRP and hit subscribe and follow so you can be automatically notified when new content is released. Also, this show now has a Substack page. It's at nrpodcast.substack.com, where I will be posting show notes, videos, audio clips, and sources of my research for each episode. Moving forward, I plan to add more extra stuff on there as time goes on. I haven't got any show notes hosted yet, but please keep checking back. I will have stuff posted very soon. Okay. So, have you heard about these hospitals? They're all over the country that are operating these pediatric gender clinics. There have been several clinics in the news over the past few weeks. There's hundreds of them in North America alone. These hospitals are coming out with these policies called mature minor doctrines. And they are every bit as disgusting and infuriating as you are undoubtedly conjuring up in your head right now. Well, there was an article posted on The Federalist, thefederalist.com, by a woman named Landon Starbuck. Some of you may have heard of her husband, Robbie Starbuck, about such a hospital in Tennessee. It is titled, Vanderbilt Health is Gender Bending Teen Minors Without Parental Consent. It talks about Vanderbilt Health's pediatric transgender clinics. Yep, transgender clinics for young children. It gets worse. Just wait. In 2021, apparently, they implemented a mature minor doctrine, allowing minors at the mature age of 13 to take full control of their medical decisions and keeping their parents in the dark about any of it. Now, according to the article, the process works like this. This is great. Offices greet the parents, you know, the adults, the ones who love and know everything about their own child. Those people, they're greeted with a sign saying, quote, parents of preteens, be aware. This is starting out hopeful, isn't it? Just hopeful. When your 12-year-old turns 13, you will lose access to your My Vanderbilt account. That's the hospital's patient portal. You and your teen must present yourself to the front desk with your ID and fill out a mature minor consent form to retain access. The kids can then make their own medical decisions, hide health records, schedule private doctor's appointments, doctors who can then get the ball rolling on gender transition treatment, by the way, and hormone blockers. Oh, did I mention this starts at 13 years old? 13. At 13, I was nowhere near giving a crap about my medical decisions. I was probably chasing girls. Then there's these signs in the treatment rooms reminding the kids that medical chaperones are available for, quote, sensitive procedures, surgeries, etc. That's what I'm assuming they mean. Kids are also given the option for every appointment if they give their parents permission to be in the room. The possibilities for abuse and manipulation are endless. Can imagine what some of these kids are going through or will go through in the future. Think about that. If you happen to have a youngster and come across one of these hospitals, think about all that. And why exactly does any kid, any minor, need a, what do they call them? Medical chaperone for any reason. Any reason. A 13-year-old would need a medical chaperone without their parents with them, mind you. These mature minor policies are flipping the finger to the law, to parents, by essentially taking their parental rights and authority over their kids away. That authority, the parent-child relationship, parents' involvement in their child's care, holds no value to the medical establishment, the government, school boards, school officials. They have forcibly injected themselves into that dynamic. And you, as the parent, you are the problem. You are. Therefore, you must be cut out of the equation. Now, I want to read you a quote from the article that speaks to this point and to the consequences of their trash ideology. It says, "This hierarchical attitude of subverting the parent's authority met with the hyper-fluctuating hormones of a teenager sprinkled with gender theory confusion makes a cocktail for family division, future pervasive mental health struggles for the child." End quote. Not to mention the devastation to families overall. Remember BLM's goal of disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family? This is just another prong of that. There is nowhere, nowhere that is off limits to the communist, to the dirty communist. Nowhere that is exempt from being perverted and destroyed. They must destroy everything, everything in society. Mature minor doctrines all across North America have led to dangerous drugs, hormone blockers amongst others, and dangerous procedures being performed, all without parents knowing it. In most states, a kid can't even get his or her ears pierced without a parent being there. But we're going to let them supposedly have sole responsibility over their medical care. These monsters, these sick groomers, No, they do not have the capacity to do that at that age. Yet they keep pushing it. Because they know that 13-year-old kids can easily be swayed. Their minds are more pliable. This is sick. It's evil. In the end, removing parents from the decision-making role in their kids' lives is extremely dangerous. I don't think I have to remind most of you of that. To my knowledge, there are no gender clinics in Springfield. There is one in Columbia, St. Louis, for sure. Maybe Kansas City, but I don't recall for sure. There's no reason to believe it won't be attempted here in Springfield or Southwest Missouri, though, at some point. Parents, you must speak up. Demand and assert your parental rights. Because they are being taken from you. We have no choice. Sitting on the sidelines is long gone. Parents must speak up for your rights and your kids' safety. Now, just as you did with the schools, or forever lose them. TheFederalist.com. Vanderbilt Health is gender-bending Tennessee minors without parental consent is the title of the article. Do your homework. Better inform and equip yourselves with the knowledge of what's going on around you. I'll return in a few. Hang on. Folks, it's not enough just to vote on this coming Tuesday, August 2nd. We must vote for the right people, not these conservatives at election time only. No, we must vote for new right conservatives. A few key recommendations for U.S. Senate, vote Eric Schmidt. U.S. House District 7, vote Eric Burleson. State Senate District 30, vote Angela Romine over Lincoln Huff. I urge you to vote for these candidates on Tuesday, August the 2nd. Let me know what you think about what I'm throwing down at the_NRP@yahoo.com and be in our podcast on Facebook. Make sure you hit like or follow while you're there. So, from the very beginning, when I was putting this show together, I always told myself there will be no issue I will shy away from talking about, if it needs to be talked about. You know all this perverted trash out there right now? There's a lot of reasons I can give as to why it sucks. A lot of it is pretty shocking. I feel like that doesn't even do it justice, though. But it really is beyond what the majority of us would have ever thought possible. Magazines are putting transgender men with a beard that is clearly pregnant, and that's being used as proof that men can give birth. Little children, some so young they're still learning to pronounce words, walking runways with drag queens and grown men, walking naked in a parade, flopping his fellas around right in front of little children. This stuff, as disgusting as it is, we have to talk about it. We cannot just sweep it underneath the rug. Now, I've said this before, but this only gets worse from here. These communists are not stopping with this perverted filth. No. They are accelerating. Pedal to the floor. Right now, it's kindergarten through second, third, fourth grade teachers on TikTok, and kids as young as 12 being allowed to keep doctor's appointments and transition procedures secret from their parents. That's being normalized. Write this down today. Mark my words. That the next thing to be normalized, the next thing you are going to start seeing on mainstream media interviews and articles, are going to be what is called MAPS. That stands for Minor Attracted Person. Yes, they already have a woke-washed name for it. It being pedophile. The communists are not the least bit ashamed. The communists are not backing off. They are not slowing down. Biden's administration is also wading into it. Sam Brinton works in nuclear waste disposal. Yeah, he's into something called pup play.
We found that Sam Brinton had actually defended in an article for an LGBT website called The Advocate. He had defended another LGBT directed website. This one was called rentboy.com. Now, rentboy is a British colloquialism that sort of stems from these upper class establishment paedophiles, effectively, who rent young boys. It has been a long-standing, you know, I hate to say joke, but it is a long-standing joke in British political circles that this is commonplace in our politics, unfortunately, and if anybody's following along with British politics right now, there have been several of those incidences in our politics, at least this year. But rentboy.com was really targeted internationally. It was targeted all over the world, and that included the United States. In 2015, the federal government took umbrage with what it saw was rentboy.com's fast and loose application of its own rules and indeed the law as it pertained to underage males. That is boys we're talking about here, people who are not legally able to give consent. And it turned out that rentboy.com was promoting prostitution amongst people like that. When the feds raided rentboy.com and charges were made and indictments were made back then, and the website is now shuttered, there was one person who stood up for that website, and that was Sam Brinton.
He's now in the Department of Energy. Oh, Biden himself? How many times have we seen video? It's just not normal for a grown man to be constantly getting in real close and snipping young women's and young girls' hair. it has been passed off as, oh, that's just old Joe. He's always been like that. Old harmless Joe. For decades. I spent a lot of time around old men as a CNA in several nursing homes. I never saw even one of them behave like that towards little children. Never. It's disgusting. It's not harmless. It's disgusting. This stuff has gone way beyond schools and our government. Why do the communists and leftists keep telling us that this drag stuff, this trans stuff, is totally innocent? It's fun. It is whatever they decide. Yet we keep seeing things like award-winning transvestite just charged with 25 counts of child porn in Pennsylvania. Did I mention he was a youth advisor? If you are a parent, a child, you need to know that we're surrounded. We're surrounded by wolves who have eyes on your kids, on you. Forget about all those thoughts of, surely they've hit bottom this time, because they don't have one. Look, this is all just a different version of communism. Cultural Marxism is what it is. See, ladies and gentlemen, communists in America were never going to sell workers on them being oppressed and having terrible lives, which is what they did back in 1917 in Russia. So the Reds decided to take advantage of other cracks and weak points in our culture. They focused instead on feminists, civil rights stuff, LGBTQIG4A9er insanity, climate change scam. Communism is a religion of destruction and domination. Remember how I said they didn't have a bottom? I think most of you know the outrage about Disney and how Heavy D yanked their special status in Florida. That guy's setting the standard. Heavy D's setting the standard. Well, Disney's net worth has plummeted because of it. 3 to 6 months after that happened, their stock plummeted like 25%. Their recent movie, Lightyear, was a complete dud. People are just sick of the nonsense. They're sick of these billion-dollar corporations, these elite ruling class, globalist, and communist, overloading our society with all of this filth. However, Disney is not exactly sitting back. New Spider-Man, gay. The new Popeye, gay. Are you going to go out and give your hard-earned money just because your kid is dying to see the new Marvel movie? Are you going to say, okay, if that's what you want? Or are you going to go, no, and put your money where your morals are? Don't forget to hit subscribe and follow, depending on the platform, and be notified automatically when new content is posted. Keep checking back to nrpodcast.substack.com for show notes and extra extended audio clips and more. Let me know what you think of the show at the_nrp@yahoo.com and the NR Podcast on Facebook. hit like and follow while you're there. Thank you all for coming back and listening. Stay tuned for this week's history episode. This is the New Resistance Podcast. My name is Seth. Stay focused, stay engaged, and never give in. See ya!